At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, the independent TD for County Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, got a celeb endorsement over the weekend that you might never expect.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift. You all know who I want to vote for in the American election. But if I was voting in Ireland, it would be only one man. That's Michael Healy-Ray. You know what? The Tay-Tay loves the Healy-Ray. That's right. Best of luck, Michael.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like Taylor Swift anyway, endorsing Michael Healy-Ray for the upcoming Dáil elections. It is a deep fake. It's not real. It's not legit. It's an AI video, just to be clear. But it has raised eyebrows among fans and the electorate. And I'm wondering, do you know how to spot a deep fake? Owen Tomás McDermott is the managing director of the Communications Clinic. Owen is with us here on the show today. Either way, Owen, Michael Healy-Ray has got us talking.
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's interesting. It's fun. It's playful. It's tongue-in-cheek. And it's very, very clever. Like, he has achieved a significant outcome where what he was ultimately hoping for, you could say, was profile, eyeballs, ears. And he's achieved that. He has a national broadcaster and many other outlets talking about it. I saw online it was being described as bizarre. But that actually may not be actually a fair assessment. It is ultimately new and different and fun. And I think Michael Healy-Ray is one of the most astute and clever politicians in the country. He is so good at what he does and what he has been doing for more than a decade. And as illustrated, he can get himself elected, and he's gotten his brother Danny elected a number of times as well.
Is there anything wrong with Michael Healy-Ray doing this?
Well, you could argue the whole notion of the deep fake is off colour. But if you look at it in terms of a capacity to communicate, and you look at what he has done over his other Instagram posts, he's very, very clever. I actually genuinely think he is a brilliant, brilliant communicator. And people often mistake when they say a brilliant communicator, they often think it has to be slick for it to be brilliant. Whereas actually Michael Healy-Ray is a fantastic communicator. He knows exactly who his audience is, the people of Kerry. And I think, to quote his father, he said when he was asked who he represented, he said, "I represent people who have their dinner in the middle of the day." They know exactly who they're talking to. They scratch them with a niche. And if you look at the posts that they have, they talk about there's a message, the good work that they're doing, but more importantly, they're engaging and they're not boring.
Yeah, look, and aside from all of that, right, and when you look at the video, it certainly looks, you know, very much like Taylor Swift. You can see that her voice or her mouth and her lips are not in sync with the audio that you're hearing. With no disrespect to Michael Healy-Ray, I sincerely doubt that Taylor Swift, this global superstar, is endorsing him in any way for the upcoming general election.
You never know. Whatever
that might be.
But he slapped to the mat.
But there is a point, though. Right. And look, I get it. It's you know, a bit of crack and it's a little bit of fun and it's very clearly that. But it is still using somebody's identity, though, isn't it?
Oh, there is. You can get into all of that moralistic stuff and you'd be totally correct, where you'd say the idea of deep faking is outrageous and shouldn't be done. But then there's also a bit, as you've touched on yourself, that nobody would be saying, well, gosh, would Taylor Swift take time out of her very busy schedule to give Michael Healy-Ray and then in a knock-on effect, Danny Healy-Ray, her support, you'd say no. And we have seen ones where Donald Trump has been supporting the Armagh GAA team, and we all know and we can see through it that it is false and a fake. And I think, though, if you're thinking of what Michael Healy-Ray was setting out to achieve, he has achieved it. Yeah. And then you find you end up going on to his other posts and you read them and see them. And so that's why I think genuinely he is one of the most astute and clever politicians in the country, whether you agree with what he's saying or not.
Yeah, and look, a lot of people too talk about Simon Harris, Taoiseach, and the TikTok Taoiseach and his use of social media platforms as well. But it probably is something to be mindful of for a lot of people, or maybe those that just aren't totally au fait with using some of the social media platforms. Mark Kelly is on the line as well. Owen, Mark is the founder of AI Ireland. Should we expect to see more of these Taylor Swift type endorsements, Mark?
Yeah, I think we probably will start to see. For me, I think the line is being crossed, because for a lot of us, we'll know that's a deep fake. But for people that are older or maybe younger, they'll actually think it's the real thing. So when you actually bring that, you've actually kind of crossed the line, because you're going to get a boost. But then suddenly, what stops being real? How do you actually engage with that, what he's trying to get across? So in the US, for example, they've had to introduce a lot of different videos explaining to people about this. This is a real issue. They had President Biden earlier in this year, a deep fake calling people not to vote, but vote in the big electorate. You know, the reality is big tech are very, very concerned about this. Now, if we think back to emails coming into our email box when we first got email, you know, back in the 90s, suddenly you started getting spam. And these deep fakes are going to start to become more and more prevalent. We've already seen in February of this year, somebody handed over $25 million to a deep fake. So these scams are going to become really, really prevalent. And I would be concerned that this kind of legitimizes doing these different types of areas. The goal for me would be to have some type of transparency where to say, you know, here's a little emblem on the corner to say this is an AI generated content piece as well, because people will not know what's real or what's different. Now, in this area, you could see the lip sync and you could see that it was out of sync.
Mm. Well, it's you very clearly a bit of crack, like it's tongue in cheek.
But that's very clear for you. But for some other people, they would not know that. Now, the content you can buy for like if you invest significant money, you will not be able to tell the difference. And so what happens then if you start using that tech versus the tech that's being used, that maybe you can kind of tell the difference?
So are we likely to see more of this, though, over the next couple of weeks? I mean, we're talking about this today. The general election hasn't been called. We're expecting to know the date by the middle of next week as to when it will be. But are the electorate to be warned that there's likely to be more of this? I'm not just saying Michael Healy-Rae, but, you know, other stuff out there.
Well, my view would be there needs to be a media literacy clearly set out to people to say these are rules of the road. I think they have to be very, very transparent when they use them, when they don't use them. And then from a legal perspective, there's going to have to be some frameworks set in place, because if you don't have the kind of the rules of the road set out, people will start to use them or push the boundaries. And in my opinion, this has been pushing the boundaries and it's gone over the line.
This particular video we're talking about, or just you mean in general?
No, in this particular video, because I feel that what he's trying to achieve, he's now got a boost by using this type of video.
So we have no laws around this at the moment, Mark, do we?
The EU AI Act has been set out that actually stops from people infringing on a right. But in terms of actually getting enforcement on that, it's going to be very, very difficult to go and try to enforce that currently. However, this is where there has to be some rules that you have regulation to say, actually, you cannot do this unless you've got a transparency mark, watermark, to say this is AI-generated content. Because as you said, it's a bit of crack. A lot of people will know, but there's still a minority that will not know. So they'll actually think, well, this is Taylor Swift is backing this person. So I think there's a delicate line, and I think this line is being crossed.
So you think, and look, and I, you know, could be corrected on this. You think it should have basically some sort of an alert or a warning? It could well do on the video. I'll need to just double check that to say that it is, you know, like in the same way as exactly. A movie has an over 15 or an over 18, you think these videos should have some form of AI visible.
A little watermark to say AI generated content, or you're going to see this, and then it pops up. So then people are just known, because if you're older and you're engaging with a deep fake or a chat bot, for a lot of people, they're actually thinking that's the real deal. And this is where I'd be worried that scams will happen. I'd be worried that people will be taken advantage of. And again, the message was kind of, you know, you kind of lighthearted. But what happens when the message gets a little bit deeper, a little bit darker? What happens then? What do, are people's perceptions going to be changed? So we've all got different values. We've all got different ethics. So this is where we need to start as a community, say, well, what do we agree is acceptable and what's not acceptable?
Now, I have to be just to clarify, Michael Healy-Rae very clearly in his post on X or on Twitter, where he's sharing the video, says, you know, I mean, the haters will say it's fake, which if you know Taylor Swift and her lyrics, you'll know that's a nod to that. And he also goes on to say in brackets, and they'd be right, but I'll just shake it off. Another nod to being a Taylor Swift fan.
Andrea, can I come in on this? You see, like, I acknowledge that there can be rules put in place, but Michael Healy-Rae has gone there through it and has acknowledged that this is fake. And he has us talking about it for the last 7 or 8 minutes, which in part then will lead others to going onto his Instagram account, which is partly what he wants, and then looking at him following the rules of effective communication all of the way through. He knows his audience. Most of the posts have a message. They're engaging. They're certainly not boring. He comes across as relatively likable. And there is always that idea that they're interesting, understandable and memorable, and that he's scratching the itch of his voters. He is gifted.
Mark, just to finish, for people looking, and I'm not just talking about in this particular clip, but other clips that might emerge over the next couple of weeks from, I'm sure, a variety of politicians out there, what's the best way to identify whether it's a deep fake?
So you're going to notice the lip syncs, and you're going to notice things in the background are going to be a little bit off, right? So, but usually with these deepfakes, they're going to say something slightly north than what they usually say. So they'll never usually say something that's kind of dramatic. So just be noticeable that maybe that's slightly north than you'd usually go with. I'd also recommend for people to just to verify on trusted sources if they want to get their news, because a lot of information can be put out there and we're going to see an awful lot of additional information put out there. And if you don't trust this, you need to verify it. So this is going to become more and more prevalent. And I would say to people, you know, be more cautious about what you believe, because this technology is only going to improve and people need to start to get used to it.
Mark Kelly, founder of AI Ireland, Owen Tomás McDermott, managing director at the Communications Clinic. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast.